This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday, as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity. Going back to last weekend stuff, there is a number of arrests. One arrest, a 21-year-old out of New Mexico, arrested for selling furnishing alcohol to a person under 21, interference with a peace officer, obstruction, disorderly conduct, and breach of peace.
An overachiever.
So when you're trying to hide from the cop and you're breaching the peace, they don't go together very well. So unless it was after they had already cuffed him and he began breaching.
Quit your breaching.
Yeah, he was a breacher. Suspicious activity, Bighorn Apartments on 29th Street. RP says someone was in her house while she was away. Her door was unlocked. Nothing was stolen. Wah, wah, wah.
How do you know they were in there? Did they clean up?
Could have.
Somebody wants to break into my place and clean up. Have at it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You'll be there for hours.
Yeah. Attempt to locate on F Street. RP says 17-year-old daughter didn't come home from work. Was supposed to be dropped off. Last seen in t-shirts and jeans disposition. See case. Usually a boy is involved, Ross. Or nowadays could be a girl. We don't know.
And we don't judge.
Yeah, we don't judge. Traffic, animal call, Sunlight Sports. RP says an old French bulldog wandered into the store. No collar. Kind of dirty. Disposition returned to owner. So the owner comes in and we thought it was a stray because it was so dirty.
Clean your dog.
Yeah, get your dog cleaned up. And the dog feeling there may be snacks in there. So, yeah. Civil standby on E Avenue. RP'd like to stand by as he collects some things from his uncle's house. The other half is aware and okay with it. Whoever the other half is. Could be his aunt or we don't know. Some other half. But we're not here to judge, Ross.
Right.
We don't know. Let's see. Animal call. Cat brought in. Animal call other on Central. RP has questions about cats coming into her yard and killing birds. Disposition. Assistance given. So you're out there having lunch, looking at the pretty birds, and then there's wild kingdom going. There's blood flying all over the place.
Welcome to the circle of life.
Yeah. And so cats. I want all cats arrested. And brought into custody. Theft at Walmart. RP has two shoplifters in custody. Disposition. Citation issued. Walmart jail. Mm. Oh, there is a... Might need to build on a whole separate part of Walmart just for the jail. So, but a lot of times shoplifters do shoplift together, Russ. Well, let's say some of might even be a date. We don't know. What do you want to do today? Oh, we can go to the movies or dinner or shoplift. Ooh. Ooh, let's head to Walmart. Off we go. Harassment, Roberts Street, RP in the lobby, wanting to speak to an officer about a female harassing her and the family. Disposition, assistance given. Even grandma harassing her. Everybody. So, assist other agency on 19th Street. RP states there's two hunters shot a deer with a crossbow. Disposition referred to other agency. So, yeah, it's when you check your license and you have downtown Cody as your as the place to get your deer. So, hey, I don't have to travel far.
You're in the cafe getting something.
Yeah.
Guy next to you. Shh.
Just come out of the silver dollar. Just start shooting away.
Yeah.
So, probation violation, Beartooth Drive, RP State's son on probation, supposed to be home, believes he's at the football game. Disposition, CK, so thanks for ratting him out at the football game.
Yeah, dropping a dime.
Yeah. Traffic stop, Dairy Queen, driver cited for racing on a highway. Citation issued.
Because most racers, after an intense competition, head in for a dilly bar.
Yeah, they got to go to Dairy Queen. So, winner gets dilly bars. Okay.
Yeah, what happened to pink slips?
Yeah.
We race for dillies.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, trespass complaint, 29th Street. RP would like to trespass her mother from her home. Unable to assist. That's mom lives there. Oh. It's going to be an awkward Thanksgiving dinner, Russ.
You carry around that 50-foot stick.
Yeah, pass.
Poker. Stay away. Stay
pass
away.
Mom the turkey. She's in the garage. Miss Lena Assistance, Whitewater Avenue, RPS questions about someone else having her daughter's dog, not returning it. This position referred to other agency, dog detective.
Oh. I'd like to report a dog napping.
Yeah. Trespass complaint. Again on 29th Street, wanting to trespass her mother and said she's being abusive. Disposition. Assistance gave, made her clean up her room. So. That's horrible.
Wouldn't fork over the allowance.
No. Oh, let's see. Traffic. Disturbance. Triple H Construction. RP says there's a tractor and trailer parked in front of his business blocking an entrance. The driver of the tractor defecated in a bag and threw it at the business.
Oh, my God.
So, a little monkey work going on there. Throwing feces around. So, but, yeah. I mean, you're inside of your semi, you sort of, and then you got a bag. I mean, how is this working out for you?
And how far is the nearest public restroom?
Well, yeah, I think that was, he didn't care. He wanted to, I think the whole thing was chucking the bag of whatever. So that's, you know, for him to actually do all that. That's, you know, he was focused.
Sending a message.
Yeah, he was a focused individual.
I guess.
So, let's see, more traffic. Nuisance complaint. RP states the neighbor's house has lots of trash in the back and the front yards. Not on the side, though. See case. So, intoxicated subject at Buckstitch Canvas. Intoxicated male in the store. Wanting some buck stitching done.
Make me a tent. Hurry up. I'll wait.
Underage smokers at DFS. RP says he found a vape pen in the kid's bag. He's not supposed to have it. Disposition. See case. So DFS going after this guy who's trying to quit smoking and take away the vape pen. Go get some cigarettes, kids. They're a lot better for you. So, animal call at Red Butte Avenue. RP, a mail carrier, states that while delivering mail at the above address, he had an encounter with two dogs. No bite, but they were aggressive. Disposition. Assistance given. Must be a new mail carrier, Russ.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know where the dogs are. So. let's see. Miss Lane Assistance. RP says she wants to talk to an officer about her friend touching her when she didn't want him to. RP going to come down law enforcement. Talk to an officer in a little while. Assistance given. Improper touching, Russ. Can't do it.
And a closed fist swung at velocity will usually take care of a problem like that.
Yeah, sometimes that does. Patrol extra. Littering. Robertson, RP, says that littering and destroying his property. They put gravel down somewhere where they shouldn't have. Assistance, Kevin. Gravel's not cheap either.
No, it is
so
not.
To use it as a prank, you don't want to. You don't want to do that. Probation violation, Eastgate Laundry. RP states a female asleep in her car in a pink Cadillac. Disposition. C case. So obviously she had more going than just taking a nap while her laundry's being done. Trespass complaint, Sheridan Avenue. RP in the lobby wants her ex-husband not around her anymore. Assistance given. So that's usually what the divorce usually says. Stay away from him.
He's unclear on the concept.
Yeah. Fraud related. Bighorn Avenue. RP states she had a fraud call and states she gave them her social security number and banks.
Oh, geez.
Disposition. Assistance given. So good for them, Ross. That's what I say. For the fraudsters to find someone so stupid to do something like that. I mean, how stupid can you be?
That's
and how did you get money to begin with?
Yeah.
Trespass complaint. Jubies. I feel like filing a no trespass order against a female below. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Then disturbance. West Park Hospital. Female. Took off. Back in ER. Causing problems. Disposition. Arrest made. So the gals are going all off on Cody now. So, What, aren't the guys doing anything anymore? They just don't have a lot of gumption like the gals do.
Yeah, it's football season.
Yeah.
They're distracted.
Welfare check. Let's see. Welfare check. Salt. Irma Hotel. Here we go. Male punched RP in the face.
Way to step up, guys.
RP refusing EMS disposition. Arrest made. So alcohol sometimes plays a part of this, Russ. So that's how it works sometimes. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim will take care of his customers, especially the ladies over there at Aldridge's. So don't punch him or anything. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter report.